All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And he's here. Sandy Williams has made it into the studio. Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Yeah, I look like a river rat.
Yeah.
It's pretty wet. Pretty wet and pretty slow going.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. And you remember... I remember constantly talking about the drought last year, and I kept saying to people, maybe the last year and a half, and I kept saying to people, one thing about Mother Nature, she never forgets. And during that drought, I kept saying, she's going to even things up.
Yeah.
Looks like she's evening
things
up.
Well, today she is, but yeah. I think the statistics for the year wouldn't suggest we've been super wet. I think we're probably about right on average.
Yeah, and so we didn't get a lot of snow, so we didn't get a lot of runoff, so that didn't help much either, but it's really soaked. Yeah.
Yeah, today's good.
Yeah, and it's been that way. It's been just a huge, huge storm. Over the Midwest over the last couple of days. So we finally got ours.
Although I live on the Milwaukee River and it's super low right now. So
it is.
It needs to be replenished.
Yeah.
And today I guess it's being replenished.
Yeah. So. Sandy.
Yeah.
So I went to look for some gas.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, seemed like only a few days ago, it was $4 and I could get gas for $4.60. A gallon. Now everywhere it's over $5.10 and 20 cents, and even in the city up to $5.39 and 49 cents.
I know you and I have this conversation. Commodities are remarkable in the way the prices can go up and down, and so now we're in an uptick because of these the shortage situations, and like I was explaining last week. Trying to talk about a compartmentalized ocean, that the total production of oil in the world hasn't gone down, but it's become compartmentalized in a way that has caused it to become in short supply in some of those compartments. And it's going to even out in the long run as the marketplace, but as you, well, as somebody said, in the long run, everyone's dead.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the question is, how long is the short run? And, you know, these things don't tend to take more than, it's going to be a long time when it comes out of my mouth, but 6 to 12 months.
Wow. Sam, did you just hear him?
Well, I didn't say I was going to stay at this level for 6 to 12, but the whole supply chain situation associated with the fuel of oil will take a while because there are all these contracts under which they are currently allocated, and those contracts have to expire and new contracts have to come into place. And so that's going to take a while.
So can it? So we haven't seen the ceiling yet?
Probably not.
Ooh, that makes me.
Ow. Oh, you can. We can see $6 a gallon gas in.
Well, you know, the Memorial Day is normally the high point in terms of driving, and so the high point of gas and oil. So it could be that this is the high point. It really just depends on the supply side at this point.
But Sandy, we got almost a 50 cent jump inside of a week.
Well, that was the week of Memorial Day.
Yeah, but man, 50 cent in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, man,
put on your walking shoes.
Yeah, it is, you know, when you stop and well, you got to ask the questions. The guys driving the big Lexuses, I mean, the big Escalades.
Well, the SUVs, the 7,000 pound cars.
Yeah, the Escalades. Yeah. They have to be, to fill that up from scratch, has to be $150.
Maybe. Yeah, and when the cars are like measuring gallons per mile.
Yeah.
Those cars.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I remember going back to the oil embargo with Jimmy Carter and the prices of it back then. And we were able to at least, Sandy, downsize the vehicles. And they didn't make the big...
No. Back then, the cars were, you know, the GM automobiles were all gas-guzzling automobiles. And back then, a Volkswagen was deemed to be an economy car, but they only got about 22 miles to the gallon back then. So, you know, the cars you and I drive now are all over 20 miles to the gallon.
But they certainly were able to change the trajectory of the vehicles that they were making. So
that was back when you could get a Monza. You could get one of those little, a Corvette.
Yeah, you know, they had.
No, not a Corvette. What was it?
Corvair.
Corvair.
A Corvair. Yes. You know, and that was when the Toyota was like a little Tonka truck.
No, a Chevette.
A Chevette, yeah.
Yes, that
was. Yeah, the Corvair was in the 60s.
Yeah, the Chevette was the. What do I call it? A piece of,
a piece of that.
Yes.
But they also had, back then, the Maverick.
A piece of Chevette.
Yep.
That's what it was. Yeah,
they had the Maverick. They had, Ford had the Maverick. American Motors had the Sprint. And they had these real little cars.
Yeah, American Motors had the Pacer.
Pacer, yeah. And all of the, I had a Pacer.
Looked like an egg.
Yeah, and I had a Spirit or Sprint that they had too back then. But it really
and the Barracuda.
Well, the Barracuda was a power car.
A little bit
expensive.
Yeah. Wait, the Barracuda wasn't that? What was
the Barracuda
that
was
6 foot of anything space? Was that the?
I don't, you know.
They had to take that ad off the TV because people began to imagine what that anything space was for.
You know, Sandy, we've been around a little while, right?
We're talking about. We should stop.
Sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo to me.
Well, you know, gasoline was 99 cents a gallon then, though. You know, those were the days, my friend, I guess.
Well, but a good annual income was $15,000 a year.
Yeah, You know, Sandy, I had to talk about the gas, man. So Biden is asking for Saudi Arabia to increase production. All of those things still are slow.
Here's an unseemly picture. The President of the United States traveling all the way to Saudi Arabia to apparently get genuflect to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who has people dismembered.
Yeah. And after he had said and condemned and talked about Saudi Arabia in a manner, and I'm sure they're in a hurry. Yeah, we're willing to do that, Joe.
I'm just saying, when we measure our international affairs and the so-called morality that we use in measuring, for instance, whether Ukraine needs to be, its democracy needs to be defended, and yet we are traveling to Saudi Arabia, the president.
You know, Sandy, we're in for a long haul. I said it before, and I'll say it again. This is a long haul. It's not, none of these things are going to change overnight. So we just about got to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Sandy, I want to talk about the economy. I can't help but talk about the economy, man. Because it's starting to affect me.
Yeah.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. And I'm not the only person it's affecting. We'll be right back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Got to move. Would you, babe?